Listening Library presents The Heroes of Olympus, Book 2, The Son of Neptune, by Rick Riordan. Read for you by Joshua Swanson. Chapter 1. Percy. The snake-haired ladies were starting to annoy Percy. They should have died 3 days ago when he dropped a crate of bowling balls on them at the Napa Bargain Mart. They should have died 2 days ago when he ran over them with a police car in Martinez. They definitely should have died this morning when he cut off their heads in Tilden Park. No matter how many times Percy killed them and watched them crumble to powder, they just kept reforming like large evil dust bunnies. He couldn't even seem to outrun them. He reached the top of the hill and caught his breath. How long since he'd last killed them? Maybe 2 hours? They never seemed to stay dead longer than that. The past few days, he'd hardly slept. He'd eaten whatever he could scrounge, vending machine gummy bears, stale bagels, even a Jack in the Crack burrito, which was a new personal low. His clothes were torn, burned, and splattered with monster slime. He'd only survived this long because the two snake-haired ladies, Gorgons they called themselves, couldn't seem to kill him either. Their claws didn't cut his skin, their teeth broke whenever they tried to bite him, but Percy couldn't keep going much longer. Soon he'd collapse from exhaustion, and then, as hard as he was to kill, he was pretty sure the Gorgons would find a way. Where to run? He scanned his surroundings. Under different circumstances, he might have enjoyed the view. To his left, golden hills rolled inland, dotted with lakes, woods, and a few herds of cows. To his right, the flatlands of Berkeley and Oakland marched west. A vast checkerboard of neighborhoods with several million people who probably did not want their morning interrupted by two monsters and a filthy demigod.